This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Daria Albinger, and here are today's top local stories.
As we head to the end of this long weekend, a lot of travelers will begin heading home. And if your trip is going through Newark's Liberty International Airport, you can plan on delays. That said, it's been the best day so far.
Folks here say maybe the best way to beat Newark is to get there early.
We're going to Denver. We have a couple hours still.
There's been a cutback here from the feds, shaving the number of flights in and out of Newark to just 28 per hour. Has it changed much? Not really. We see delays still going strong, but they have until June 15th to tighten up or the restriction will continue. Take a listen to John Wisniewski, the former chair of New Jersey's Transportation Committee.
The Trump administration, they made a big play about laying off people and firing people who worked for air traffic control and for the FAA. Well, this is what you get when you shortchange staff.
The airport coming in second place for the most delays this weekend. What a record. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Newark Airport.
Congressman Charles Rangel has died. The iconic lawmaker was known to everybody as Charlie. He went from a high school dropout to a Korean War vet where he won a Bronze Star and a Purple Heart. He became a lawyer, eventually a New York State legislator, and then on to Congress. Now, the high point of his career may have been in 2007 when Rangel became the first African-American to chair the House Ways and Means Committee. The Democrat is credited with helping to lead the economic recovery out of the recession a year later. The low of his career came just a few years after that, when Rangel admitted to accepting rent-controlled apartments in Harlem. That's an ethics violation. An investigation later led to disclosures of unpaid taxes. So the House Ethics Committee and later the full House voted to censure him. Rangel was the last surviving member of the Congressional Black Caucus. He was 94. Hundreds of teenagers shut down a New Jersey carnival over the weekend after a TikTok meetup spun out of control and spread to a nearby mall. Woodbridge police responded to reports of an unruly mob of about 300 teens at the Woodbridge Center Carnival at about 9 p.m. Saturday. They were supposedly rallied by a series of TikTok posts, which called for an impromptu meetup there. Police say the crowd got so out of control, backup was called in from neighboring departments. At that point, some of the teens started making their way to the Menlo Park Mall in Edison. That was the site of another meetup last week, which left an officer injured. Woodbridge Mayor Sam Joshi is calling for increased security, a curfew at the mall, and he says parents should be held responsible for their children's actions. A search is on for a suspect who shot an 11-year-old boy in Jersey City. Police say it happened about 10:30 near Dr. Martin Luther King Drive and Orient Avenue. Officers responded to reports of gunfire. They arrived to find a vehicle riddled with bullets and the boy suffering from a gunshot wound to the leg. He was taken to Jersey City Medical Center, where he's in stable condition. He is expected to recover. But what police are trying to determine now is if the shooting was targeted or if it was a stray bullet that struck the boy. Police are looking for a hit-and-run driver who struck and killed a pregnant woman in Brooklyn Saturday night. Happened in Bed-Stuy just before midnight at the intersection of Van Buren Street and Marcus Garvey Boulevard. The SUV that Tiffany Safuni was driving was involved in a fender bender. Witnesses say she then got out of her vehicle and approached the suspect's car. And at that point, the suspect took off and dragged Safuni. Her father-in-law, Nick, says the family had just learned that Tiffany was expecting.
They just hit us with that news about 2 weeks ago. And she was so proud of the fact that she surprised me and buckled my knees with the news.
He says the family, now brokenhearted, who had been anxiously awaiting the arrival of a new baby, is now waiting for news of an arrest.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.